Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to 92.9 The Game. Andy and Randy on the Midday Show. Rocking this thing to 2 p.m. And then we get on and hit them hymns. Where do you see our...
Oh.
Wait to
I don't
see
want
our,
to.
Wait to see our schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
I was going to say that too. I was going to say that.
Just wait.
I was going to say that.
Wait to see our ratings.
Oh.
Good God.
Midday Show at Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
We can beat them. Like.
NFL No Huddle in about 20 minutes to kick off the noon hour. Week 11 kicks off tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Patriots looking to win their eighth in a row, which
yeah,
is
man.
Insane, and the Jets, who are not.
They're bad.
We'll get to that in 20 minutes. Like we said, we'll get back into some college football conversation as we continue to look ahead to Saturday. Obviously, Georgia and Texas, huge matchup. Let you hear a little bit more from Kirby and some other folks, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo in an hour. Back into some NBA and some of what the Hawks did last night in a few minutes as well.
If their health is anybody going to be OKC?
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, it looks like they have even improved from where they were last year. They're good, man.
Yeah, man.
They're really, really good.
They are. And, like, it seems like it's so easy for Shea.
Yeah.
The game is just easy yep. for him. It just yep. does what he wants, gets to his spots, pushes everybody off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pushes everybody off.
He's using the style and rules of the current league to his advantage.
Yeah,
there's no question about that.
Yeah.
But there's something we talked about last year when they were going through that run is like, Shea's, like, he was a little early being a superstar winning a championship last year, right? I mean, he's still fairly young. Usually guys don't really ascend to that level of MVP championship level dominance until like 28, 29. And then you have like a 5-year window historically.
Right.
He's before that.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it early last year.
Man.
And they kept that team together. They paid everybody. Like it's
And then they were doing is J-Dub playing yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh yeah.
There's a ton of people that are injured in the league right now. I mean, in the Eastern Conference, you look at what Detroit's doing. They're 10-2. Like they're one of the teams they had kind of a nice offseason. Everybody liked what they were building towards last year. Cade Cunningham's hurt, and they're still winning.
Yeah, man.
They won last night.
And I saw Jalen Brunson went out last night. They said that he left Madison Square Garden on crutches. And so, but I mean, that's just the league right now. I mean, poor Bradley Beal. Not necessarily because he got plenty of money. So,
Bradley Beal.
And I know people
I know
will say
mean.
That. But damn, man, just can't get
he
right,
can't
man. Can't stay healthy. Out for another damn year with hip. Got to have a hip surgery or something like that, man. So yeah, that's a bummer for him. But yeah, I mean, Steph Curry went off last night, reminding folks that he's still that guy. And you know, the Hawks are out there on the West Coast taking care of their business. Now the Clippers, there's a lot of going on with the Clippers. Like I know they're talking about meeting with Ty Lue this week. Maybe that's a possibility. He might lose his job, and if he goes, that's gonna be he. Because I didn't realize, I forgot that Stan Van Gundy's on the staff.
Okay.
Yeah, so that just seemed like that's an automatic natural replacement right there as far as if they decide to go in a different direction with the Ty Lue thing. But, I mean, everything is still so early.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's still so early right now. And I think the Hawks are playing well without Trey. I mean, that's two in a row on the West Coast, 3 out of 4, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about three out of four. Don't really look at seeding too early.
No.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, as long as you can just, you know, keep this up and then beat the hell out of teams you're supposed to beat the hell out of and win the games that, you know, that are 50-50 and beat a couple teams that you're not supposed to, you'll be right there where you need to be.
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, this time of year, you're just looking at style and you're looking at who's kind of had the offseason that you wanted them to have, how they're playing. Jalen Johnson looks fantastic.
Yes.
Like he.
Yes.
You know, I mean, obviously last year.
It's so important. It's so important, Andy.
Yeah. Last year was emerging and then got hurt.
Sure, man.
I mean, he went 24-10-8 last night. 9 of 10 shooting. He would have scored 40 if the game was close, but yes. He didn't have to play in the fourth quarter.
Vital that this dude stays healthy, man. Him.
Yeah, for sure.
It's vital.
But he's just like, he's so much more comfortable in everything that he's doing now. Like, he'll body you to get to the rim so easy. If he gets you on his shoulder, he's finishing at the rim. Like, there's nothing you can do. He's just so long and athletic and strong. And his perimeter game's getting better. Like, that's the thing about him. And I don't just mean knockdown shooting. I mean, like, you get him the ball with the defender on the perimeter, and he can put a move on him and get to his spot.
Yes.
That's the difference for him versus where he was.
His game is growing. His game is growing. And that's why, you know, and then we talked earlier this week, I was like, right now he's your first best player, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've always said this, that we need this last couple of years when we're talking about this young man, is that he needs to grow into that all-star player that Trey needs to play beside him.
Yeah, that's
right. He's playing like that now. You know, I'm not saying he's going to make an all-star this year and everything like that.
Who knows?
But I'm just saying just the evolution of his game, which is not surprising because you saw it. When he got more playing time, when he finally came up, you saw what he can be. His issue is that he can't sustain it. The reason he can't sustain it because he's not on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the biggest thing for him. His game is going to continue to be his game. He's a hell of an athlete. He can play both ends of the floor, but his health is going to be the pivotal thing this year for him because his game is where it needs to be. Obviously, he can get better at it, but his health is the most important thing to this damn organization right now because you saw the taper off when he went down last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Keeping them healthy. They're on a back-to-back going to Utah tonight. Utah stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it should be another game where they're able to go out there and get a win. They stink. We know what they're doing. They're playing for the first pick. I didn't realize it was that many good players at the top of the draft this year.
Yeah, no, it's a good good year to have a bad team's first-round pick, which is a beautiful place for the Hawks to be in, with the Pelicans being the worst team in the Eastern Conference so far this season, 2-9. I will say, and they should be criticized for that trade. It was like a shocking lack of knowledge of how protecting picks and things like that work. Derek Queen's playing good though.
Yeah,
Derek Queen's playing some pretty good ball.
I saw
he hit 26-9 last night.
They're losing and they stink.
But Derek Queen's good.
He's off to a good start. Yeah, but I think they're just a dude. Are they trying to move out of there? Are they doing the?
I love it. Like when something is so inexplicable that it has to be that right.
Like did they bring Joe Dumars in and just?
Like, I know what we could. Just like Major League.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Go
what
get
we could
Joe
do.
Dumars. And let's trade everybody.
There's one man for the job.
Yeah, Joe Dumars.
He'll trade for Derek Queen and won't even protect the pick.
Yeah,
or maybe they told him not to.
That's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Maybe they did, but.
But that was the thing with the Luka trade, right? Because that's obviously the biggest story of the week is that Nico has been fired by Dallas. He is no longer the general manager, and that trade when it happened was so, on its face in the moment, I don't know that more people have been immediately right about something than they were about that. Because everyone's like, well, this is the stupidest thing that I've ever seen. And then obviously it's even somehow gotten slightly worse since it happened.
Yeah, because
normally when something like that happens and everyone overreacts, it's not as bad as it actually looks.
Well, I think
no, it is. It's actually worse than it looked.
The worst thing about it.
But it was so bad people had to invent, well, they must want to move to Vegas for a casino.
Yeah, but I think the thing with the whole Dallas thing is like Nico's vision didn't get to play together. You didn't get to see Kai and AD and those, but they need to offload AD right now. Going in, yeah.
How, though?
Him and Kyrie. I know Kyrie's hurt right now, so you can't trade him.
But so is AD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hurt. Like, you got to figure out a way and just go with your young and build around Cooper Flagg.
You're just saying full reset.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
You might as well. And, you know, and now.
That is true. And that's why it could have happened. It could have played out in a way that would have been less obviously terrible than everyone reacted to it being when it happened, is if, like, you actually would have gotten a healthy Anthony Davis with a healthy Kyrie and the pieces that were around them, like in the short term, might have given a moment of, okay, like, obviously you don't trade Luka in his prime. That's stupid. You don't do that. But, like, you could have at least sort of squinted your eyes and tilted your head and been like, all right. And then obviously if Luka went down the path that Nico seemed to think that he was going to,
right.
Because again, like, you know, as much as the reaction was that it was and turned out to be totally right, like, that dude was around him more than anyone else
yes.
was. Like, he saw him not working hard. But he saw his body in bad shape and breaking down.
He saw him dropping 30s.
Well, the year before. Yeah, but, like, but again, like, I'm not trying to advocate for what Nico did.
No, Nico is scapegoat. There's no way you're telling
Nico
me.
Nico had the day-to-day with Luka to where he knew more about it than anybody else did. Where he was like, I could see this going in a direction of this guy not being able to do this because he's getting fat. And he does, and he's a jerk, and no one likes being around him, and all that kind of stuff. Thing that needed to happen for Luka is what happened, which is a motivation.
Yeah,
like now he's in the best shape of his life. Which, like, Luka's career might take even a higher trajectory now than it ever would have because of this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But my thing, the biggest thing with him, that is, Bunk, is that can he consistently? Is it just this year?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm motivated right now to prove you wrong.
Is that something that sustains over the next decade? I don't know.
That's going to be the thing with that. But it's crazy because now you're hearing what Jason Kidd knew before it happened, all those different things. Well, no, duh. I know we were having fun with the press conference, how Jason Kidd looked like. Did he just really trade Luka Doncic? Did he really? You know, but no, I mean, everything was aligned. Yes, it was. Nico had permission. But you're not telling me, I heard Charles last night. Charles, he was a scapegoat.
Yeah,
he was a scapegoat. They could have said no.
Mm-hmm.
They should have said no.
Probably,
but they could have said. And Mark Cuban was there. There's no way in hell Luka's traded.
Definitely not.
He's not. There's no way in hell. They could have said no. So what the hell were y'all thinking?
I don't know. Nico must have sold it good,
dude.
I think there's so much behind the scenes stuff. It had to be. Yeah, he had to have receipts of, like, he did this, he did this, he did this. He doesn't work. He's no one wants to be, you know what I mean?
Like, who didn't want to be around? His teammates love him.
He had some sort of argument like that to sell to the owners in order for them to get on board with it. But you're right. They greenlit it. But, okay, that's what you sign. You get the credit when you win. You get fired when you lose. Like, that's what being a general manager is.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
I think, and I don't know, you can come along with me on this one or not. I was thinking about this morning. Like, in the pantheon of the sports that we cover, if you want to talk about NFL, college football, Major League NBA, like professional sports in America, there is a job that's the hardest in coaching, general managing, team president, whatever. I don't know what it is. Is it college football head coach right now? Is that the hardest job?
Probably.
In sports?
Probably.
Because of the current landscape of
college,
sports?
College head coaches anyway, yeah.
College head coach in football right now is the hardest job in sports, I think. I think then that would also, if that's true, if there is one that's the hardest, then there's one that's the easiest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think NBA general manager is the easiest job in professional sports. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's easy.
Why do you think that?
Because you can be considered smart by losing on purpose.
Ah, I see what you're
saying. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's actually a viable and, like, encouraged at times strategy. I could do that. I'm not saying that I could put together a championship team and win an NBA title. I'm not saying I could do that as a general manager. But if you wanted me to tank a franchise, I could. I could. And if there's something that I could do in one of those roles, then it's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't coach a college football team. I couldn't manage a baseball, whatever. But if you let me be in charge of an NBA franchise and you wanted to
lose
65 games next year, I'm your man.
But that's the thing about it is, like, we've seen that. Because you don't get the guarantee anymore.
Yeah, but it might. Like, if I lost all those games and I got Wemby, then my team's good and then I'm a genius.
Did you see that crap? What's this new? They're changing the NBA All-Star again.
Yeah, because.
Like, know. Get. Just cancel the damn thing.
Yeah.
Just cancel.
I mean, they're not going to do that.
They don't want to go.
Yeah.
All right. The people don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. Just cancel it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, they don't want to go. The players don't want to play.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever.
Which is like, I mean, how hard can it be to go be celebrated for being excellent in front of a bunch of people that love you for playing basketball? Like, how can you not want to do that?
Ask them.
I know, yeah. But I don't have them. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I mean, ask
it's
them.
So sad that that's the state of things in that league.
It's, you know what? It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's,
and we're too cool to try.
And that's the thing about right. it is, like, they don't want to because okay. they don't want to be there. I think that's the biggest thing. They're like, this is an exhibition because you look at it from a standpoint, what do fans want to see?
How that happen?
I am definitely in the minority of, I don't care how many points to score because it's an All-Star game. I want to see offense.
Oh,
I don't give a damn.
Well, I just want to see playing. The best players go out there and play. Like, yeah,
but
it's
that's what I'm
fun.
Saying. I don't really care about defense and all that stuff in a damn All-Star
no,
game. Just like the Major League Baseball All-Star. I just want to see home runs. I don't want to see nobody hit a damn bunt or sacrifice fly.
Yeah.
I want to see the ball fly.
No, yeah.
Pro Bowl.
But I just want to see it.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, like I want to see them out there. But I don't know.
They are out there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I am seeing them.
Yeah, that's you are true. Seeing it.
No. And there's also, I need a degree of effort in order for it to be entertaining. Otherwise, we could just play video games. You know what I mean?
Or cancel it.
Or cancel. I know, but I hate that. Like, I'm not, nah, sorry. We can't.
So
we gotta fix it every year.
Adam Silver just keep coming up with these dumbass ideas.
We have to. Because, sorry, you can't cool your way out of it, and we just don't do it anymore. Sorry. You got to do it. You got to go do something. You got to go put on some sort of spectacle for the fans that created the whole thing in the first place. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.